Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 240 in Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here on our show. So after the last couple of weeks and being on holiday and whatnot and the unfortunate passing of Ozzy Osbourne, back to a bit of normality this week. So kicking things off with some tunes from the weekend. Here's Accept with TV War.
Yeah.
Following Accept, that was Demi Borgir with Blessings Upon the Throne of Tyranny from the puritanical Europhoric Misanthropia remix album from 2022. What a mouthful, but what a great record. Really worth getting as well. The sound of it really is fantastic. Picked up a bargain version of it from Rarewares or somewhere. It's really a good box set. It was like 20 quid. And it's like double album and a demos album, booklet, all that sort of stuff, you know. And first up was Accept with TV War from Russian Roulette, with one of the most unfortunate album covers ever, I think. It's just absolutely dreadful. It was disgusting us the weekend. What was it? It's a good idea, lads. Jesus. But what prompted them was watching the Vakken feed last weekend, and both put in really good sets. Well, Udo put in a good set, all Accept classics for a man that was never playing any Accept songs again. Does nothing but play Accept songs. But there you go. So a couple of new arrivals, albums that were out late last year sort of thing, and I only got around to picking up. First up to the magnificent Deep Purple with from their album Equals One, and featuring Sam McBride from Northern Ireland here. This is a track called A Bit in the Side.
In the city, Charlene. Now you work in the underground scene. You've been getting bolder, now you're leaning on the shoulder. I can guess how you want things to be. Climbing up this old marine tree. Well, that won't do it for you or me. No, no, I don't want no left or right. I won't. Down and a little bit of love on the side. Well, it's none of my business, Charlene. Though I couldn't help but notice, my darling. Makeup don't quite cover up the early evening shadow on your head. Ignites your mind, Charlene. I have to say it's alright by me. I don't care which way you lean. I don't want no left or right. I want front and back and a little bit of love on the side. in an hour and a little bit of love inside.
Thank you.
following Deep Purple, that was Michael Schenker Would Love to Love with Axl Rose on vocals from his My Years With UFO album. Love to Love is one of my favourite UFO songs, so I approached this one with a bit of trepidation with Axl Rose, especially with the shape his voice is in nowadays, which is not good. But I think he'd done a reasonable job of that there. Still won't beat the original, but hey, it's still a good job of it. So only another one I just picked up recently, and this is Hypocrisy with Edge of Madness from the Catch 22 album from 2002. It was remixed. They weren't happy with the first one, so this version of it has the remix plus the original version, so it's nice to compare the two. But anyway, this is Edge of Madness.
We'll be right back.
And that was King Diamond. Of course, was there anybody here from his last solo album from 2007 with Give Me Your Soul Please? But seemingly he has three albums in the works, plus a Merciful Fate one. But I've heard new tracks from both bands and not a thing's appeared yet. So, and it was 2022, he was talking about the Merciful Fate stuff, so he really needs to get the finger out and get on with it and get a tour on the go. So, next up, a couple of requests we haven't had in a few weeks. First up is from Christopher Osborne, and sent in some belters this week. So this is Zyklon, which features Samoth from Emperor, and this is a track called In Hindsight from the Disintegrate album from 2006. Following Cyclone, that was Loud Blast from France with the Serpent Circle from the album Planet Pandemonium 2004. Good solid death metal. Big back catalogue. Want to dive into. I don't know many of their records, but what I do, you know, I do like. So on to some more records that I picked up. And this is Anthrax this time. And this is 2 weeks in a row. I've played Anthrax for anybody that's watching or listening. This is Sodium Pentathenol from their Sound of White Noise album from 1993. Can you believe that? 30 odd years ago since John Bush joined Anthrax. And if you had asked me, I'd probably say that's about 15 years ago. It's weird the way your timeline just skews so badly. But anyway, this is Sodium Pentathenol.
Yeah.
And following Anthrax, that was John Bush again with Category 7, his latest band, with Phil Demmel and Jason Bittner. The album seems to have died a bit of a death. The tour was cancelled and things. Don't think it's done great business, but it's a good record. It's good, just a solid sort of thrashy, just heavy metal, if you like, that sort of thing. And that was a track called Land I Used to Love. So on to a gig that's coming up in Belfast next Monday night. Pyrexia, New York death metal legends, and a track off their Feast of Iniquity album from 2024. This one's called Born of a Jackal.
Stench of my mind, I'm bound by the squatter.
that was Hell Ripper with Vomit on the Cross from the EP from 2018. Scottish one man black speed death metal pariah, I suppose you would call him. Puts out stuff very regularly and it's getting really popular. He's done the, seen the, his live touring band that's on the circuit there over the summer around some of the festivals. Good stuff. Well, we're checking out in Scotland, not exactly the hotbed of black metal, as you do know, but I do like it and I will be checking out more. So next up, a new one from Paradise Lost, Silence Like the Grave, from their forthcoming album Ascension, which is due out in August, September time, and then they're touring the UK in October with High Parasite. And doing Saturday and Sundays in Glasgow, Newcastle, if that suits you. You know, probably like me, or like a lot of people working stuff, you try and squeeze gigs in around his work and get them as close to the weekends and get more bang for your buck out of your days sort of thing. But Newcastle is a Saturday night anyway, I'll probably head over to that. So if they're there, I shall see you there. And anyway, this is Paradise Lost with Silence Like the Grave. We'll be right back. And that was a new one from Based called Stormbringer, given over by the nice people from Metal Blade who sent me over the new releases. It's very good of them. And that's another band who are up and coming, and they've been doing quite well the last couple of years, and well worth watching, and don't seem to be taking their foot off the gas much, which is always good to see. So thanks for listening, and that was number 240, so we're heading to 250, so I have to think of something special. This gives me 10 weeks to work that out. So I'm going to end tonight with Rush, Jacob's Ladder from Permanent Waves album from 1980. I read the Geddy Lee book, My Effin' Life, a good while ago, but I started listening to it on Spotify while I was on holiday, and I really, really enjoyed it. Geddy Lee's got a nice, soothing voice, so much so I fell asleep during one of the chapters. I had to go back and re-listen. But it's just nice, you know, in the car, just out for a bit of a dander, Geddy chatting away to you about stuff. He's very amusing, so it isn't not quite the nerdy kind of bookworm that we might have thought he was. But anyway, until next week, this is Jacob's Ladder.
Overture. parted. Light streams down in